Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Donald Trump publicly called out his sexual assault accuser E. Jean Carroll hours before the two are set to face off in a New York courtroom, RadarOnline.com has learned. On Tuesday, the ex-president took to his social media platform Truth Social to launch a vicious attack on Carroll. Carroll accused Trump of sexually assaulting her in the mid-1990s inside a Bergdorf Goodman. Trump denied the claims or that he ever met Carroll. In 2019, Carroll sued Trump for defamation after he accused her of lying about the assault. In 2022, Carroll sued Trump for the assault in a separate lawsuit after a new law reopened the window to bring civil lawsuits over past sexual assault incidents. Carroll was awarded $5 million in damages in her first lawsuit. She demanded an additional $10 million in the pending lawsuit. Earlier today, Trump started by calling out the judge presiding over the case. The only right, honest, and lawful thing that Clinton appointed Judge Lewis Kaplan, who has so far been unable to see clearly because of his absolute hatred of Donald J. Trump, me, can do is to end this un-American injustice being done to a president of the United States, who was wrongfully accused by a woman he never met, saw, or touched, a photo line does not count, and knows absolutely nothing about. He added, "I have been considered an A-list celebrity for many decades, so even decades ago, since no one knows which date or dates to refer to, because the accusing woman can't say the day, month, season, year, or decade, it would have been impossible for me to walk into a crowded department store, surrounded by buildings I own, right opposite the cashier's checkout desk, without being written about on Page 6, and every other outlet at the time. Remember, those gossip columnists were, perhaps, even more vicious and obsessed than the internet of today." Trump then went after Carroll. He claimed, she changed her false Monica Lewinsky-type story on the dress, which she taunted us with, after it was proven to have no connection to me. She has been all over the place on the timing of this alleged incident, which never took place, and is being coached by lunatic radical left Democrat operative attorney, Roberta Kaplan, who has sued me before, and just lost. Trump added, "I am the only one who has been injured by this attempted extortion." E. Jean Carroll, who was down on her luck and failing in life, nastily calling her African-American husband an A, and her cat, V, has gained money and fame she so badly wanted. "It is my duty to America to right this egregious wrong, a case which was started based on no facts, no dates, no nothing, just fabricated lies and political shenanigans. Jury selection will begin later today."
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.